So let's review. The Gemara earlier established ayin tachas ayin mamon. When someone injures another person, we do not literally take an eye for an eye. Rather, he's liable for financial compensation. The Gemara now brings several additional proofs for this principle. Harisha yisuma v'sima kita v'kita, chiger v'chiger. If a blind person blinded someone else, or a lame person crippled someone's leg, heyechan imikayim v'ze ayin tachas ayin. In this case, we cannot blind him in turn, and as the pasuk says, mishpat echad yilachem, mishpat hashav lekulchem. The same penalty must be applied in all cases of personal injury. Clearly, ayin tachas ayin refers to mammon. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Heichad efsha efsha, heichad lo efsha lo efsha, patrin le. Perhaps the pasuk is meant literally, and nevertheless, if the punishment cannot be meted out, he's exempt. The pasuk says, v'ish ki yitn mum ba'misa kasher asa kenya asa loy. Therefore, the following pasuk, kasher yitn mum ba'adam, kenya nasim boy is superfluous, and uses the expression giving to indicate monetary compensation. The pasuk says, v'sisim l'kasha zamim lasis l'achav. Edim zemin received the same punishment they were seeking to inflict on their victim. Now, if personal injuries are punished with physical retribution, the additional phrase yad b'yad is not necessary. Therefore, this pasuk must refer to davar hanitim miyad liyad umayni umamin, monetary compensation. The pasuk says ayin tachas ayin nefesh tachas nefesh, implying v'lei nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin. One may not be put to death for blinding someone's eye. And since zimnin demishkachas la'ayin b'nefesh tachas ayin debahadi de'aver le'nafke nishmasei, we cannot blind him because he might die as a result. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Perhaps we evaluate him. We blind him only if we are reasonably certain that he will not die. And then, Bezdin is not held responsible for his death, just as we learned regarding Malchus. If we evaluate him that he can withstand a specific number of lashes and he subsequently dies, Bezdin is not responsible for his death. The pasuk says, "Petza tachas patza, litin tsar b'makom nezik." One pays for pain in addition to the compensation for the actual injury. Now, if ayin tachas ayin is meant literally, kehecha de lahai hava leitzara, lahai nami es leitzara, he also suffers pain when blinded, and so he already received his full punishment. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Del meke inish de mefanik le is leitzara tzvei, veke inish de le mefanik les leitzara tzvei. People have varying levels of tolerance for pain. And so perhaps he pays tsar if he suffered less than his victim. The pasuk says, "V'rapi yirapi liten refuah b'makom nezik." One pays for healing in addition to the compensation for the actual injury. Now, if ayin tachas ayin is meant literally, he also needs to be healed, and so he already received his full punishment. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Some people recover faster than others. And so perhaps he pays ripui if his healing expenses were less than his victim's. Regarding personal injury, the pasuk says ayin tachas ayin, and regarding ma'anis, one who violates a besula, the pasuk says tachas asher ina. Therefore, we compare these cases. Since adam mi adam v'nizakim v'nizakin, they both concern personal injury, and we derive from gzeirah shavah of the words tachas tachas that he pays monetary compensation. The Gemara brings a seemingly dissenting opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ayin tachas ayin mamish. Apparently, the pasuk is meant literally an eye for an eye. However, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer actually agrees with ayin tachas ayin mamon. He merely disagrees with how the value of the eye is assessed. She'in shaman oisa b'nizik ele b'mazik. As Rashi explains, v'haynu mamish de'enu shel mazik nishuma tachas enu shel nizik. The pasuk refers to the assailant's eye. We evaluate the decrease in value of the mazik were he to suffer such an injury, and he pays this amount. The Gemara now discusses collecting damages in Bavel or elsewhere in Chutz Laaretz outside of Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, Ado elekim yovei devar shneim. We resolve disputes in Bezdin, and so, elehim be'inan. We require mumchin v'smuchin, specially ordained judges, and the judges in Bavel are not smuchin. Nevertheless, shlichus sayu kavdinan. The courts in Bavel collect damages as a proxy of the ordained courts of Eretz Yisrael. However, this is limited to cases that are both shchicha, v'ispa chasar and kis, commonplace, and also involve a loss of capital. Therefore, niski shar bishar, v'niski shar ba'adam, gevinaisa b'bavel. Injuries to an ox, whether by a person or another ox, are collected in Bavel because kivin d'shchicha, avdina shlichosayu, they are common. However, niski adam ba'adam, niski adam bishar, ain't gevinaisa b'bavel. injuries to a person, whether by an ox or another person, are not collected in bubble because kivin le shchicha le avdin shlichasayu, injuries to a person are not common. Additionally, baishes less b'chasarin kiss. Although humiliation is common, it does not involve a loss, and so baishes as well is not collected in bubble. Nevertheless, Rav instructed a victim zil shaymuhu ka'avda to evaluate personal damages. Because the itaf is lemafkinan, even in bavel, if the injured party seizes the money, he does not need to return it. The Gemara now resolves an apparent contradiction. Rava earlier stated, niski shir bishir gevinese bavel. We do collect damages to one's ox in bavel, while elsewhere he said, ein gevin niski shir bavel. We do not collect these damages in bavel. The Gemara answers, gevin b'shein v'regel demu'adim etchilasim. Damages of shein v'regel, damages done by the animal for its benefit or in the natural course of its walking, are collected in bavel. However, ein gevin niski keren, we do not collect payment for deliberate damage because regarding the half payment of a tam, an ox that damages for the first few times, chatzi niska knasa, it is a penalty and is not collected in bavel because it's considered less b'chasarin kiss. And regarding mu'ud, the full payment of the subsequent damages of the ox, ein mu'ud b'bavel. It cannot become a mu'id since the bezin does not judge cases of tam. The Mishnah earlier stated tsar kavoy b'shvura v'masmer v'afila al tziparnoi, referring to tsar shalei b'makom nezik, one pays for inflicting pain with no lasting damage. The Gemara explains that this is actually a machlekes tanoim. The pasuk says kaviya tachas kaviya, chabur tachas chabur. He pays compensation for a burn or for a wound. The Braisa cites two interpretations. Rebbe Eimer, Kaviya Nemra Tchila. Rebbe holds that the word Kaviya refers to a burn without a permanent wound, because Kaviya is b'chabura mashma. The term Kaviya usually implies a burn accompanying a permanent wound. Therefore, Kasav Rachman Chabura, Legluya Allah de Kaviya de Les b'chabura. By adding the additional term Chabura, a wound, the Torah indicates that the earlier term Kaviya refers to a burn alone without a wound. However, Benazi Eimer, Chabura Nemra Tchila. The word kaviya refers to a burn accompanying a wound, because kaviya, the less b'chabura mashma. The term kaviya usually implies a burn alone, without a wound. Therefore, kasav rachman chabura, legluya alo dechaviya de'is b'chabura. The additional term chabura indicates that one is only liable for a burn with a permanent wound. Therefore, masnit in rebihi the Mishnah, which obligates one for tsar shalei b'makom nezik, pain alone, reflects the opinion of Rebbe that one is liable for a burn without an accompanying wound.